The Princeton Tiger women's team overcame a 5-point halftime deficit behind double figure scoring from Madison St. Rose, Caitlin Shen, and Chet Nowecki to defeat the Harvard Crimson 60-49. It was a stout defensive second half for the Tigers as they held Harvard to just 16 points, 6 in the third quarter, 10 in the fourth. Ellie Mitchell chipped in with 9 rebounds, her season average, while the fabulous Harmony Turner led all scorers with 20 for the Crimson. We're going to take you now to the Princeton post-game press conference. Head coach Carla Berube will be joined by Madison St. Rose and Chet Nowecki, who was named player of the game.
All right.
Is this okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
We'll start with questions with student athletes so we can get them out of here first, and then we'll open it up to stuff to follow.
Congratulations on the win. When you look at what you guys were able to do second half defensively, what changed either schematically or in terms of what you guys were bringing to the table to turn this from what was 37-34 Harvard into a game that you end up winning by double digits?
Honestly, it was just our intensity on defense. I feel like Harvard was definitely attacking us and getting what they were like, what they wanted, and we honestly just let them. So I feel like we were more locked in. We kind of took away like their main sets. We tried to make them run more offense, and then that's how we got a lot of stops and a lot of shot clock violations.
What about on the offensive end? You know, I think it was 11 first half turnovers. What did they kind of do that kind of had you a little bit maybe out of sorts, and how did you guys kind of regroup in the halftime locker room?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I think that a lot of our turnovers were just unforced. I feel like we were being a little jittery or like impatient, and we just couldn't like make the simple pass. So I felt like in the second half, once we really like locked in, settled down, took our time on offense, we made those easy passes, which then got easy buckets.
Chet, in terms of what you guys were doing on the boards, early on, Harvard had the edge. It was 14-8 at one point. You guys ended up out-rebounding them, you know, I believe by double digits. What changed on the glass, especially on the defensive glass, that allowed you guys to stop them getting second, third shot opportunities?
Yeah, I think in the first half, they were just getting a lot of easy offensive rebounds, and we just weren't doing our job. We weren't boxing out, and we just watched them go in and get the rebound. So I think that's one of the things we talked about at halftime. Like, they're beating us on the offensive glass, and we need to do better, and we need to all five of us find a body and box out. And I think that we did a better job of that in the second half. They still got some easy O boards, but I think overall we did a better job than in the first half.
Zooming out, you know, for either of you, you guys have had kind of a lot of close games lately, you know, Brown, Columbia, Penn, now Harvard. Carlos looking at me like, yeah. What have you guys kind of learned about yourselves from going through that grind specifically?
Yeah, I mean, we have a reputation of being number one in the Ivies, and everyone is going to bring their best game and try to take us down. And so when, I guess, playing against these teams, we have to kind of have our A game 24/7. And if we don't, like, that's when we have these close games.
Yeah, I think just knowing that everybody wants to come in and, you know, beat Princeton because of the name that we've made for ourselves, I think that that's why we need to even work harder to do better in these games and, you know, try and counter back when they give us, like, a good run or something.
For both of you, how valuable is it to have Ellie Mitchell on your team, and she's like always a help around the rim?
Yeah, Ellie Mitchell is extremely valuable. I mean, she's constantly trying to dive on the floor and get us extra possessions. I feel like today, especially in the second half, she was getting her hands on a lot of tips. Even though she didn't get the rebound, she was still constantly like trying to make plays for our team to have an advantage over them.
Yeah, I mean, playing with Ellie is honestly, we're really lucky to play with her. I just don't think that I've seen anybody that like plays with that much effort and that much passion like we see in Ellie, and I just think that we're all lucky because when she's on the court, like, good things happen all the time. If she makes a mistake, she's making up for it with like three better possessions. So I think that she just takes pride in a lot of her defensive game, and yeah, we're just lucky to have her.
Thank you.
And just for either of you guys, like when you get out in front by a couple of baskets in the fourth quarter, like what kind of goes into keeping that lead and sustaining it through the rest of the game?
I mean, honestly, it's just like playing with poise. I feel like once we had that control, we were like, okay, like we finally got like the pace of the game, and let's try to maintain it. So I felt like when we did that, we kind of trusted each other more. We locked in on defense, and like everything was just going our way.
Yeah, I think a big part of that is like starting with defense. Like we always say, our defense fuels our offense. So once we can lock down defensively and, you know, do what we're supposed to do, stick to our principles, then I think that that helps get us going on offense, and we know what we're capable of. So,
Chet, the last time we talked, it was your first start here. You know, now you've obviously become a mainstay in that lineup. Take me through, you know, how that feels and how what's your comfort level in terms of having that role here at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say I'm pretty comfortable at this point. I think that definitely just my confidence has increased now. I would not be taking like half the shots that I take now. Like I wouldn't have taken that in the beginning of the year. I think just seeing, you know, the ball go in the basket for me is just a big part of why I'm able to, you know, be successful on offense. And I take a lot of pride in my defense, and that's a big reason of why I came in the starting lineup in the first place. So just making sure that I come with that energy and focus every game is important.
And just to pinball off of that, I should say, in the fourth quarter, you had a number of those key end ones that really put some distance between you and Harvard. Yeah. Do you feel like you'd have had that confidence to make those plays earlier in the season?
I honestly, no. I mean, I struggled with confidence a good chunk of my time here, so I don't think I would have been able to, you know, be strong enough to finish those baskets. I mean, they're easy baskets. It was nothing special, but I think that, you know, having the trust in my teammates, you know, to give me the ball and, like, make those passes to me, it makes me feel like, okay, like, they trust me and I trust them, so it's good.
Let's do two more for the student-athletes if we have any.
Maddie, for you, just with Chet coming into the starting lineup, obviously you guys have a lot of different choices and there are pros and cons to all of those, but like what kind of new dimension is she giving you with the starting group?
Yeah, I feel like Chet has been playing like amazing recently. She has brought a lot like more intensity, and her defense has been great. She's been getting a lot of O boards like that are really important on offense, like in transition. She's constantly sprinting the floor, which gives us easy layups. And I feel like Chet has really like added a lot to like the kind of starting lineup, and I feel like she's been doing well, so I'm really proud.
Maddie, can I ask you a quick Sky question? Sky was scoreless on the day, but fourth quarter comes up with those two huge baskets. What is it about Sky as a freshman that allows her to have that confidence? And it seems like something that you brought when you were a freshman as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, Sky, she, like you said it, she plays with a lot of confidence. And this comes from practice. Like, even if Sky was missing 100 shots, you know, she's going to keep shooting. And those repping it out in practice constantly, when it comes to game time, like, it's just already, like, automatically in her brain. So whatever it takes, she's going to keep shooting it. And I trust her with all my heart. So I know that she's going to make the big time shots when we need it.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Fun coach.
Thank you.
Carla.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You gave up 33 points in the first half and 16 in the second. That's got to be something you look at with a lot of happiness.
Yeah. I thought the first half was tough. Defensively, Harmony was making some really tough shots. And, you know, she's just a phenomenal player, and it's hard to contain her. It's hard to like switch your posts on her because she's just so dynamic. Lola gets any sort of daylight and that ball's going up, and she's just a prolific, you know, 3-point shooter. And and I think their offense was working well. And you know, we had some tough defensive possessions, and I yeah, I think we just needed that halftime to just like settle in and lock in and talk about a few things that we wanted to make adjustments on. And you saw, like, we were just more aggressive. We were more like that. There's just like a level of toughness that we showed in that second half and made it really, really difficult for them. And and then we did a better job on the boards. And that, when that's happening, that gets our offense. We've talked about this. It gets your offense fueled and we, you know, we got going and, made some plays on the offensive end. Caitlin was awesome. She made, you know, just the right passes, hitting her post players on dump downs I'm really proud of the way we certainly came out in that second half.
Carla, just, you know, to that end, it was 14-8, Harvard led on the boards midway through the second. It was till, I think, the 7-minute mark of the second quarter for Ellie to get her first board. And I just, what were you seeing early? What adjustment was made? You know, Ellie obviously still finishes with 9. Ellie, but like, what changed there?
Well, I think then they started missing shots. That's a great way to get defensive boards. And then she was attacking the offensive glass in that second half. And I thought we did a much better job on the boards on both ends. Because that's a part of our offense and it's part of like our makeup is like taking care of the glass. And and we just got those second chance opportunities and we got them in the first half. We seemed to be throwing them away a little bit. We definitely had way too many turnovers. And I think it was a credit to, you know, Harvard's defense too. They're tough and it's what we saw last year from them too. They know the stuff that we're running and they defend it really well. And so you have to have counters, you have to have ways to get your offense going. And, I think we did that in the second half.
And just in terms of like the depth of scoring, you know, again, we talked a little bit about with Sky, where she doesn't have a big game, but has those two critical buckets. You know, she had a burst of a couple of critical buckets, these different moments. Are you calling for that in the huddle, or is that something where just players are stepping up when they know they are needed?
Yeah, I think they're just stepping up. We certainly look for our shooters, right? We have three, you know, with between Maddie and Sky and Ashley off the bench, and we've got some really good scorers and shooters and three-point shooters. So, we run some stuff for them, not like, oh, we got to get, you know, Ashley a bucket. It's, you know, kind of just flows within our offense. And Sky just is, you know, she's always ready, like whenever we need her. And she's had these like fourth quarter bursts. And I think she had one, I think, in a few weeks ago, maybe the Brown game, or, you know, like she just stays ready. I mean, she was chasing Lola all over that defensive side of the court. And she's really important to our team. And I was happy to see her get some, you know, get some shots down, too.
You know, it's been a minute since you played Harvard the last time.
Yeah.
For my money, the biggest difference I see with Harvard is probably the emergence of Katie Grubba, who's kind of been on a tear lately. Mm-hmm. How does her emergence, you know, change the scouting report for you? And how did you limit her today? Because she really, you know, didn't score a whole lot.
Yeah, I mean, you can't leave her open on the three-point line. And that's why, I mean, we have Chet in the lineup because, you know, they have a four that can really put the ball on the floor. They can, you know, she can shoot the three. And so you need to be mobile to be able to defend her. And, yeah, I mean, she's tough. We certainly talked about her a lot this week to get ready. We were there, I think, for the most part. We did a lot of switching. So that, you know, she couldn't get open. She's really emerged and she's quite a good player.
Yeah. And same question I asked the players, all these close games lately, you know, what have you seen from your team like in crunch time in some of these tight Ivy League games?
Yeah, I mean, we're not surprised by these close games. Like this league is really good and it's tough you know, we said this last year too, if we're not down a half, it's not going well. So, so we were like, okay, we're going to be okay. Let's, you know, like let's lock in, into this third quarter and play the defense that we're capable of playing. And they did. And I thought like just our energy, our bench energy, every timeout, they were just locked in. The team around them was locked in and we just were really connected. And I think, that's important. And I think that really kind of fueled that second half that we had. And yeah, I mean, these games are tough. We don't think we're walking in and just, you know, getting a double-digit victory or an easy win. Like, we know how tough these Ivy League teams are.
Just one more for me. You know, looking at your defensive numbers overall, like all season, looks like a customarily pretty solid Princeton defense, except for the three-point percentage defense.
Yeah.
What's been kind of going wrong there? It was not too bad tonight, but you know, what are you seeing there, and how have you kind of been working on trying to shore that up?
Yeah, just you know, getting close enough and you know, switching when we need to and getting out there. And yeah, I'm not really sure exactly why. I mean, I think just teams have been, yeah, shooting well. I think sometimes it's a communication thing. And one time, I think Krupa's three was just, you know, it was a back screen and both went with the player coming off the back screen and nobody popped with Krupa. So we have been working on just that connection on the defensive end and making sure like we're getting out to shooters, or, you know, if there's a mismatch inside, that we're not just leaving, you know, like an Ashley Chiel alone by herself against, you know, one of their bigs, and just being connected and communicating well with each other. And so it's a work in progress. I thought it was, you know, this is a very good 3-point shooting team, and I thought for the most part we did a good job. I thought we were there with Lola, but that's just like a little bit of, you know, daylight, and she gets those off. So yeah, we're working on it for sure.
We're 6 weeks, I think, into the Chet Nowecki in the starting lineup movement, experiment, whatever you want to call it. It's obviously, you know, been super successful. I'm wondering what's been the most important.
Well, there you have most of the Princeton women's post-game press conference. Key to the game, as you might have understood from Carla Berube's remarks, was the second half defense, particularly against Harmony Turner. Harmony had 16 first half tallies, but only 4 in the second half. Thanks very much. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.